Mad Marv's Notebook for August 20th, Dog Days of Podcasting 2024. So, Joe, heard your podcast from the street on your walk during lunch break. I'd say keep it up. I mean, quality doesn't have to be, you know, the highest you can make it. I mean, if it's just going to be a short little thing, I'd say just grab your phone, talk real close to the microphone, and keep it straightforward and simple. You don't have to go with high production value. I've been recording all of mine on my phone, and I'm not really going to put much more effort into it now. But I'd say keep it up. And Chuck and Craig, that question of the week from the last show: what fictional animal would I want as a pet? Or is it a companion? I forget. The D&D terms are starting to kind of merge in my head. So definitely know it wasn't a familiar. I think they really did just want a pet name. And ever since I started getting into Lit RPG, the range of acceptable pets has kind of grown exponentially. So I've been thinking about this one, and I know the cute answer, the one that, you know, people would want to hear, is something like a Mogwai from Gremlins, you know, Gizmo. Get that cute little cuddly thing that, as long as you don't turn it into a monster by feeding it after midnight, everything will be fine. And the funny thing is, I had a friend who grew up in Hong Kong, and he didn't see gremlins until he was an adult over and living in Hawaii. He said the funniest thing was when he saw the movie, he's like, why doesn't everybody know that it's a monster? Mogwai in Chinese means monster, and should have been a clue. But I didn't know that until I looked it up through Google, that yeah, it really does translate to monster in Chinese. Anyhow, so what I would pick instead as a pet, just because it's totally impractical, but why would that stop me if I'm going to have a fantasy pet? I'm going to go with a sandworm. Yeah, something along the scale of what you see in the Dune books, but every other fantasy series that has a sandworm makes it a little, not as big, but big enough to still be a destruction to all property. But, you know, it could be kind of cool to ride on a sandworm, as long as you don't have to, like, animate it or, you know, put real thought into how that's going to work outside of a desert. Having a sandworm would be pretty cool as a pet. Anyway, I think that's it for today. I'll talk to you tomorrow.